In the lead-up to the 2008 Beijing Olympics, the government touted its iconic Rem Koolhaas-designed Chinese Central Television, or CCTV, tower. The complex included two leaning towers joined by a horizontal section on top, and another tower that was to be a cultural center and a luxury hotel. That was until CCTV officials celebrated with fireworks during last year's Chinese New Year, a little too close to the building, and it burned to a charred version of its former self. Reconstruction of that third tower officially started this week, but as the world's Mary Kay Magstad found, no one involved wants to talk about it.
It was clear months ago that something was happening with the blackened and gnarled tower in the new CCTV compound. Suddenly, there was scaffolding on a building that had stood as an eyesore for more than a year. It was drawing attention from the site that was meant to impress, the gleaming new CCTV tower, a symbol of Beijing's coming of age as a cosmopolitan city. This CCTV documentary on the building aired just a month before the fire.
The unique appearance of a CCTV main building raises certain questions. Firstly, what is that? Secondly, who decided to design a building with such a bizarre pattern? And thirdly, is this structure that seems to tilt in several directions at once really safe?
The architect, Rem Koolhaas, vouches for his design being safe. But it's not so clear whether the adjacent tower he also designed is safe now, given what happened. The blaze was started in February last year by fireworks that CCTV officials themselves approved to celebrate the completion of the building. CCTV, on government orders, did not report the fire until hours later. By then, people had already flooded the internet with dramatic mobile phone videos of the building engulfed in flames. All quite embarrassing. And then, the charred tower sat. And sat. And sat. And nothing happened, other than that the city stopped lighting the site at night. A knowledgeable Beijing architect, who asked not to be named, said untold hours of meetings ensued. The decision in the end was to save face, repair the building rather than tear it down. This week, the official Chinese media said CCTV and its contractors were starting to do exactly that. Passerby Ken Xiong looks at the charred building with some doubt.
So many people like me, what we know all is from newspaper. We don't know any real information about this building.
It turns out it's hard to find real information about this building's safety. CCTV turned down repeated requests for an interview. The Beijing Urban Construction Group, which is doing the repairs, claims the hotel structure wasn't harmed by the huge fire, but it wouldn't answer questions on what tests were done to check the building's structural integrity. Rem Koolhaas's firm, OMA, also declined to comment, and the Mandarin Oriental Hotel Group says it still plans to open a hotel in the building once sufficient repairs are done, none of which really answers the question, how do you know the building is safe? Back out on the street, near the building, foreign trade company worker Meng Na says she trusts the government to make sure it is.
If it's not safe, they will not pass the examination.
So you trust the testing?
It should be no problem.
But Zheng Tai Le, a software engineer, eyes the building and says he's not so sure. He says, I wouldn't risk staying there. I don't know if they can really repair something like this. But they're sure going to try. At the very least, they'll transform an eyesore on the urban landscape. For the world, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.